Hi, my sweet Strangelines. So, of course, I've been super excited about seeing Scream, so I want you guys to keep that in mind as we share today's spooky tale. Of course, we all know that infamous line, and if you know what I'm talking about, feel free to comment that down below. So without further ado, let's get into this scary tale. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? How can a babysitter really protect the children in their care if they can't even really protect themselves? Jenna's part-time babysitting gig started as soon as the school bell rang. And although the job had not been exactly planned, Jenna loved watching soccer with all the kids. Especially since earlier that year, the company Jenna's father founded had been hit by the bad economy. He had to let go of most of his employees, including his longtime friend. Due to the financial hardships, Jenna babysat Kyle as part of her efforts to help out and not be a burden. While Kyle played with her friends, Jenna took her eyes off him to check her phone. As she took off her hoodie to get more comfortable, she noticed that there were a couple of text messages from her friends and one from Sergio, the guy who had asked her to prom. She hadn't said yes yet, but she was leaning towards it. She was about to respond to him when another text came in from an unknown number. It read, "Nice red tank, Jenna." She laughed, thinking it was a friend playing a prank, but then she realized no one saw her red tank at school. She had kept her hoodie on all day. Whoever was texting was there with her. This made her so uneasy, and she started to think to herself, "Wait, Kyle." She looked over at him, still playing. He probably texted her while she wasn't looking. She texted him back, "Ha ha," scoffing at him on the outside. But panic set in after his phone dinged from his backpack. "Wait, it's not Kyle?" She scanned the park for anyone she knew or anyone who looked suspicious. There were so many unfamiliar faces. Anyone could be a danger. There was no doubt that someone was watching her. In a hurry, she gathered up all of Kyle's belongings and pulled him off the field. He began dragging his feet, whining that he did not want to leave, but Jenna managed to get him to pick up the pace alongside her. He started to shout that it wasn't fair. They had a decent walk ahead of them, so Jenna didn't want to scare him. She needed to keep him safe. Thinking quickly, she told him if they raced and he beat her home, he could have ice cream for dinner, and with that, Kyle took off. Jenna ran behind him, eyeing every stranger they passed. When they got home, she locked the door and finally took a breath. As promised, she gave Kyle ice cream. They played a little, and then it was bedtime. Waiting for Kyle's parents to return, her phone buzzed again. It was the same unknown number. Reluctantly, she opened the message. It was a picture of Kyle in bed, sleeping. "Oh my God," she said. She immediately dialed 911, flying up the stairs to Kyle's room. She burst through the door, and Kyle was gone. "No!" she screamed. Her back was touched by a hand, and she screamed at the top of her lungs and spun around. It was Kyle. He was walking back from the bathroom and scared her. Moments later, the police arrived. An officer took their statements, but the conclusion was it was a teen prank. With no other evidence or motive, they told Jenna to call them if she had any more trouble. But at that moment, they could do nothing. The days that followed, Jenna could hardly sleep or eat. She didn't want to sit with her friends at lunch, and everyone had become a suspect. She even accused Sergio of being her stalker because she hadn't agreed to go to prom. She should have been picking up Kyle from the park when the bell rang, but she couldn't do the babysitting job she was so perfect at. Afterwards, it was straight to home. Her eyes darted all over the place, always on alert. Her parents tried to get her to come out of her room to relax. She refused, locking her bedroom door. One night, while her parents were out, Jenna's phone rang. As Jenna had cut off all her friends, all she could do was get closer to finding out who was taunting her. She looked, and there it was, incoming call, unknown number. "Oh, not again," Jenna whispered. She picked up. There was heavy breathing before a deep voice taunted.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Suddenly, there was a loud bang on the front door. Although she was probably safe in her room, she had enough of feeling helpless. Whoever this was had already taken everything from her. She went downstairs and inched towards the door, heart pounding in anticipation, only to find her father's longtime friend. Of course, she opened the door. She'd known the man for years. He flashed an uncharacteristic, creepy grin, then lunged at her. That's when two police officers leapt out of nowhere and tackled him to the ground. Jenna was shocked and confused. They've been following him ever since her first 911 call. They were waiting for him to slip up. His phone carried photos of Jenna and Kyle. He believed Jenna's father had ruined his life, so he was trying to ruin theirs. Later that night, Jenna went to bed thinking she could finally relax. As she drifted off, her phone rang. Sleepily, she answered, and heavy breathing followed by a deep voice.
What's your favorite scary movie, Jenna? You still haven't answered.
On ZocDoc, finding the doctor that's right for you is seamless. The quality care you need is just a few taps away in the ZocDoc app. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.